9-5-5.
Good day, the day after Thanksgiving. Good time for Chef Louie to help us understand what to make out of the leftovers. So that's what part of our focus will be here today. Chef Louie DeAngelis, who along with Jennifer Horn are responsible for the food and wine newsletter, which becomes part of our focus here today. Take one look at Louie, though. You wonder, would I eat something this guy cooked for me? There's his picture there.
Are you kidding?
The food.
You're excellent.
Anything you cook for me, Jennifer, I'm eating. But I'm not sure about Louie. I'm not sure. Anyway, this food and wine newsletter has become a signature.
Look who's talking.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with the way I look?
No, I'm talking about the way you cook.
Well, I don't. I apply heat to food. That's how I cook.
Well,
that's how you cook, right, Louie? You apply heat to food. Isn't that the basic bottom line definition of cooking? I apply
heat
to
certain foods.
Not really.
To food.
Only certain foods you apply heat.
Yeah. Well, but, otherwise the word cook is not. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Cooking, if you find the strict definition of cooking, would have to involve heat. Otherwise, you're not cooking.
You're preparing
anything.
Preparing.
You are preparing.
No, it just defines cook, and it said to prepare a hot meal or to prepare for eating by applying heat.
Thank you very much, Clay.
Wow.
Underscoring his connection.
Clay's
to
all
box.
Excited he was allowed to kiss your butt this
very
morning,
nice.
Doug.
Right. All right, so Holiday Eats Part 2, turkey, et cetera. You saw in our web poll yesterday, Louie, that the number one thing, the favorite was turkey, and then I think mashed potatoes was second. No, pie was second. By the way, I have an email from somebody who is in North Carolina. This lady wants to know.
South? Said,
what?
South?
No.
North, comma, South Carolina.
She doesn't say where she's from. She just says, okay. I live in North Carolina. I was wondering if you could help me with a recipe for millionaire pie.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is why. I'm sorry. But this makes me think of my grandmother, who's from, was from North Carolina, and she used to make millionaire's pie. And have you ever had it?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. What is it?
What is millionaire
it's
pie?
It's the most fantastic, it's got this sweet kind of.
We hit a nerve. I thought Jennifer.
Oh, boy.
It makes me miss my grandmother. She used to make, and it was millionaire pie. It wasn't millionaire's pie. Anyway.
Okay, so.
It was like this creamy.
What do you do with me? How do you make millionaire pie?
I need to find a recipe. It's like this creamy, sweet, custardy, yummy goodness at the bottom. And then you take like ambrosia, whipped cream, fruit cocktail, and.
Crushed pineapple.
Crushed pineapple.
Lemon juice. Pecans, I'm looking at one here.
Eagle brand milk and Cool Whip.
Why is it called millionaire pie?
Because you feel like $1 million and you get it. It's delicious.
This question from Linda, Lynnda, by the way.
Oh, Linda, I love you. You made me happy.
So, all right, let's not give this short shrift. In order to make me, this could be the recipe. Okay, first you get a pie plate. Then
it's
you need
graham
the stuff
crust.
For the crust. Okay.
Graham crust.
And then
how do you do the custard?
Cream cheese. It says 8-ounce packaged softened cream cheese and
that
sugar.
That makes sense. Maybe cream cheese and sugar.
This one has cheese, Eagle sugar. Brand milk.
Then you apply heat.
No, this is a no-cook pie, right, Lloyd?
Yeah,
right.
The no-cook pie.
So you're not cooking it, you're preparing it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take issue with that cooking, because cooking is more like a verb that comes from a gentleman who is a cook.
No, you're going to lose this one, Louie. Might as well
okay.
just give
it
a rest.
Freeze it.
Okay, so tell me the recipe.
Stir milk with lemon juice.
Okay.
And with a spoon until thick. Mix with pineapple, pecans, and Cool Whip. Pile into graham cracker crusts. Chill for 2 hours.
See, that doesn't have the good bottom. That sounds like all the top part. So
this says put together the cream cheese and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Now add the pineapple, coconut, pecans, and mix together very well.
With Cool Whip and put that on top of the cream cheese?
No, it says mix it in and then take the cool whip. Yeah.
All right, so I've got to find the one that she used to cook. Let's see if I
can. So she put the cream cheese on the bottom?
It was two layers. Right. It was one layer of like the sweet cream cheese, and then it was the whipped cream with the fruit on top.
Ah,
so
okay.
It was like a two-layer thing.
Whatever whipped cream you have half of it, you fold it into the cream cheese just to make it a little fluffy, but then what's left is you smear it on the top.
Ah, okay.
Here's
that's
one
your
with
second layer.
Maraschino
instead
cheese.
Of, you want to try something really good. When I've made that, instead of using, the graham cracker crust, even my pumpkin pies for yesterday, I took a big bag of those ginger snap cookies, put them in a food processor,
ooh,
crushed them, and then added tons of butter to it. I make ginger snap pie shells instead.
Look what this is. This whole discussion is, look where it's taking us in all kinds of different directions. Holiday food ideas. We've started at the end and we'll go to the beginning. That is with the end. The question here brought us around to what you have at the end. Although you don't have to eat. I'm having some leftover sugarless blueberry pie for my snack on the air this morning. Instead of having my fruit, I'm having a fruit pie with no sugar. I can
just
almost justify that. But there are things. The Food & Wine newsletter has a lot of holiday eats. And what you do with the turkey is what Louie focused on, as Jennifer didn't. Well, I don't know. I was trying to figure out what it was that you're a leftover person, too. You're both focusing on leftovers here. Am I right?
Yes.
That was our keyword this week.
Leftovers.
What to do.
All right. So you want to find that as a different idea or an additional idea. But what you're doing is you're working your way through all of the stuff that's still left over. My sister gave me three cartons of, she knows I love the mashed potatoes. And I got some stuffing, and I forget what else I got. But I'll put all those together in the stew that I'm making right now. And by the way, Louie, so far, contributions today include salmon, all kinds of garden vegetables.
Mm.
We have my milk, raw milk from the farm. And what else did I put in there?
There was salmon, raw milk, and
brown rice.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's in there.
That
so
sounds
far.
So wonderful. Disgusting.
Ah, yum, Richie.
By the way,
come on.
In crime news, food and crime news together, Doug.
How's that?
Men hold up pizzeria, flee with bags of dough.
Really?
It's on the Huffington Post right now.
I'm now 800. And I sign up for the Food & Wine newsletter by going to DougStefan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Click on either Louie's picture in the contributors box, Jennifer's picture in the co-host box. All you need to do is put your email address. You will get it today, I guarantee it. Meanwhile, let's talk about your face. I was just teasing Louis about would you buy something or cook? Would you eat something this guy cooked for you, looking at his picture? Louis, I've got the right way for you to fix all those lines, those age spots, the wrinkles, all those things. I have the way for you to have a great-looking face. And by the way, this doesn't make a bit of difference as to age. These things apply to those people who are in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and beyond, where less is more. Using less. You don't want to have your face carved up like a turkey. That's what happens to some people. They carve up their face. Have some doctor, nip-tuck guy, carve up their face. No. The real beauties and the really intelligent people understand that there is no knife needed when you are using a product called Night Skin. Two products, in fact. They're almost like a facial peel. Every night you put Night Skin on. Best way for you to look younger because it's a moisturizer. Helps your skin produce its own natural moisture, and that's what makes it look younger and feel better. So you can get a free bottle of Night Skin by calling 800-607-7078. And, as if that were not enough, if you call now, 800-607-7078, like my approach so far, Jennifer, if you call now, you'll be able to get from the folks at New Vitality Tautinol, which is this anti-aging cream that I discovered. I didn't discover it. I just found it and the person who actually discovered it.
You're an advocate.
Yeah, I'm an advocate for it. Again, helping you during the day to protect your skin from the ravages of the weather so you don't have all those lines. It will keep your skin moisturized during the daytime, help support collagen production. Tautinol, the perfect cream in the day for you. You get three for the price of two when you call 800-607-7078. So what am I suggesting? Two things. Tautinol in the daytime at 800-607-7078. Night Skin at night, it's the same phone number, 800-607-7078. So much better. You'll look younger. I hear from people all the time. This is the way to do it. So, Louie, you'll be grateful to me once you get on these products. Tautinol and Nightskin, available at 800-607-7078. Ask for the special deals.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
It's Macy's Thanksgiving sale. Doors open 4 a.m. with over 200 Black Friday specials. Save big on Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99. 2-carat diamond pendant bracelet and earring set, $99. Sweaters for him, $19.99. All regular price single-serve coffee, tea, K-cups, and tea discs, 40% off. Macy's Black Friday specials, 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with Jennifer Horn, co-conspirators on our weekly food and wine newsletter, which is becoming more and more popular and become an adjunct to the Doug Club pretty quickly. Good reason for you to go to DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Find out the information that we have for you because this stuff will help you, as you can already hear. Listen to all of the important information we're getting. Coming up, banana pies. We have pizza pie. Why is it called a pizza pie, Louis? Just because it's shaped, some of them are round, some of them are square. Is it because of the dish that you put the pizza in?
The word pizza pie only started here. It was just called pizza.
Really?
In Italy. Pie because it's a
what
round.
What about in Greece where it actually came from?
Well, what they had for the origination of pizza really doesn't resemble what pizza is at all. That was just a piece of flatbread that they'd throw into a fire or on top of coals, and they'd throw leftover meats or strips of vegetables on it, and that would be, it was like an open-faced sandwich more than a pizza. And it wasn't until pizza in Naples really became a pizza. The Italians really perfected the art of making an open-faced tomato sandwich with cheese. I mean, that's just basically what it is.
A tomato sandwich with cheese. Now those pizza lovers out there are going to be upset with you. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now. Or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Doing birthdays, or are we doing your birthday?
No, you want to do some birthdays?
Yeah.
Figured since we were talking about the pie and stuff.
Well, we're going to do that, too.
Okay.
You can do both things, Richie.
All right, well, we already did Tina Turner, so let's go to your fave.
Okay.
I said G.
I tell you about now, baby. You know, she comes around. Get off my feet, boy.
Is this Velvet Underground?
Hardly. No, but it's a good guess.
This is another Van. I mean, another V. You got that right. Van the Man Morrison and his first big hit called G. L-O-R-I-A. Gloria. A bass player for the group Them, which had the Van as the lead singer. 66-year-old Alan Henderson today, having his birthday, Richie. I got the spelling. Happy birthday to him. Annie Bullock. Yeah, Richie said Annie Bullock's birthday is today. That's Tina Turner's real name, is Annie Bullock.
That's right, Anna May.
Anna May. All right, so her birthday today, 71. Who else do we have beside Alan Henderson? We have John McVie, who's a guitarist with Fleetwood Mac. How many songs of theirs can you mention that have made it to number one? Almost need more than your fingers and toes, Louie, to get
Absolutely.
To that number. Happy birthday to... Wendy Turnbull, tennis player. You know who she is? Remember her? Nobody.
I think
only one.
Yeah.
How about Natasha Bedingfield? I don't know anything about her, Jennifer.
You would know. You know this song, don't you?
I am unwritten, can't read my mind. I'm undefined.
That didn't ring a bell with me. Yeah, nothing big, though, right?
No, the last, well, this is a huge song, actually.
All right, it's 25 and change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on pizza for a minute. I'm going to sidetrack this discussion because I've just come across something that has to do with food, and I must address this.
You're going to get distracted?
Well, this is one of those things, and I'm thinking maybe... the best place, I'm going to be distracted until I get off my chest, all right? So I won't be able to really get involved and be seriously engaged in the discussion of pizza until I get this off of my chest.
Go for it.
The government today, would be the FDA, has released an investigation that has tied raw milk to an outbreak of E. coli in Connecticut, which landed four people in the hospital with what they describe as life-threatening illnesses. It also puts a price tag on the outbreak, $413,000, and it hints the infection spread beyond those who drank the tainted milk. Now, this report, released on Friday, before the vote on Monday to put into place Senate Bill 510, which would give the FDA authority over raw milk sales interstate because they hate raw milk. And the reason they hate it, I don't use that term very often, is because the big agribusinesses that control the fluid milk supply don't want to have any competition. So the fallacy in this story, first of all, it involved raw milk that was not produced for pasteurization. I'm sorry, it involved raw milk that was produced for pasteurization, not to be sold as raw milk. It involves Boy Scouts that went into a dairy barn without permission, picked up a dirty ladle out of a sink, stuck it in the tank, and drank the milk. And so to take this and have all of this comes from this jerk Bill Marler, who's the lawyer that represents all of these people all the time. And he says there are so many Internet sites out there that talk about raw milk as if it cured everything. It does do tremendous amounts of good because of it being the purest form of the food. So we're going to have a big debate over this. I just wanted to, as you start to look at these headlines in the paper over the weekend, raw milk kills people. I want you to know what the truth is. That's an outright lie, what has been published by the FDA.
Overcoming inertia. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Getting healthier, it all boils down to our day-to-day choices. But many of us sit around and don't make any choices at all. Now experts at the Harvard Medical School have a solution. Step one, choose a small goal. Try to lose only 5 pounds. Ask yourself, do I have a dream that pairs with this goal? Getting into my old jeans? Great. Can't think of anything? Move on to step three. Pick one thing you'll change to lose that weight. Then tell people. This keeps you motivated. After that, scout for obstacles. If you decide to eat a salad every day and you hate making one, just order it. Finally, after a week on track, reward yourself. The experts say now losing weight won't feel like such a slog. Try this 7-step method to motivate you to do other things, too, like saving money one day at a time. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments.
and you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Discussion about food the day after Thanksgiving, important for us to sort of have our own Thanksgiving cookbook, if you will. Coming up, a lady who's a kindergarten teacher sent me some of the things that her students thought would be cool for Thanksgiving. One of them was pizza, in fact. We're talking about pizza in general. And I don't know how we get started because all the arrows, though, seem to be pointing to pizza. I don't know what that says about Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving.
We started talking about pies.
Oh, we did. And then I went to pizza because I was just looking at an email from one of our listeners who had a couple of comments from last Friday's visit with Phil. Let's see here. A couple of comments on food. We have a pizza-only restaurant. That's a family business. They have, at the most, three restaurants, but still it's all in the family. It's just thin crust, and all you can order is deluxe or break it down to your pleasure, but only sausage, pepperoni, canned mushrooms, or green peppers due to the distinct tasting sauce that this family has used. So it's the sauce. The family has somehow or other put together a pizza sauce, I'm guessing, from reading this, Phil. And they have people that come. Their family gets together for all of their anniversaries and birthdays and parties, special occasions, in one of the restaurants. And that sounds like a cool thing. Do you agree that it is the sauce which makes the pizza? Is it really, when he gets right down to it, some variation on the tomato sauce that makes
this? Well, the sauce is going to give us a distinct flavor. You know, I think a lot of the things that I run up against when you go to a pizzeria is, they try and get away with, without using whole milk mozzarella. You know, and you get that dry cheese on top, you know, the low fat. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the bread. You know, the bread really, to me, the bread makes it, the dough. That's what makes the pizza.
This fellow writes, as always, a great show, very informative, love it a lot. I don't know you personally, but let's see here. Tune in on Ustream now. I'm preparing one of the recipes that Chef Louis turned me on to. Have any of you tried his simple Northern Italian sauce? Meatless but made to die for. Wow, Louie and Jen, you're appreciated. With that, Doug, you won't have such a big ego. Thank you very much.
Wow. Kind of fun.
Find your friend.
Let's see. Yeah, right.
Love.
All right. So anyway, this pizza is a very important thing. From the Thanksgiving cookbook of Mrs. G's kindergarten class, Andrew writes, how to make a pizza. This is a kindergarten, so are these 5-year-old children, probably, right? Andrew says, buy some dough, some cheese, and pepperoni. Cook it for 10 hours at 5 degrees, then you eat it.
I like it.
Here's Megan, whose recipe for turkey. You cut it into 16 pieces, and then you leave it in the oven 15 minutes at 4 degrees. You take it out and let it cool, and then after 5 minutes, you eat it. All right, let's see here. What
sounds
else?
Sounds good.
This is something my child, my children's class, a fellow named Brendan, says, for turkey, you buy at the store, you cut it up, and cook it for 15 hours at 200 degrees, then you take it out, and you eat it. That sounds pretty cool. There's a kid named Rich in this class, Richie.
Yeah.
Chicken. You put it in the oven for 25 minutes at 25 degrees and put gravy on it, and yum. Really?
Raw chicken with gravy.
Let's see. Jennifer, is there somebody in this classroom? Come on. This has got to be.
This is weird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Come on. Jennifer says, you buy the turkey, take the paper off, you put it in the refrigerator, and take it back out and cut it with a knife, making sure all the wires are out, and take the neck out and the heart. Then you put it in a big pan and cook it for a half an hour at 80 degrees. You invite people over to eat it. Russell says, you cut the turkey up, put it in the oven for 10 minutes at 300 degrees, put gravy on it, and give it to your mother.
Is there no play in this class?
I don't
he was
see
expelled.
It. Yeah, right, yeah. Bad influence. All right, so those are some of the cute things here. Yeah, oh, here's a Roberta.
Oh? That's weird.
No way.
Here it is. I'm going to hold this right up to the thing so you're not
this
making
this is like romper room.
All right, here's Roberta. You see Roberta? Right there. You see Roberta's name on this email?
Okay.
See it?
Yeah.
Richie, you see the Roberta there?
I do.
Right, so I'm not making this up, right?
Okay, and it says.
Here's the Megan. On the other one, where's Megan? Here's Megan on the bottom of the email. See Megan's name right there? I'm not making this up. All right?
How do we have a Rich, Roberta, Jennifer, and Megan and Brendan in that class, but not a Clay? Is there a dog?
There's even a Charlotte in this class during a pudding. Look at that, Richie. You see it?
No way.
I'm not making this up. You see it?
Yeah.
Without an E. All right, let's see. All right, so we have a story. Wait a minute. Come on. Is it Uri here? Is it Maria? This has got to be a...
Yeah.
Who sent me this thing?
Somebody's got you...
That's just your employment list, Doug.
Anyway, Roberta, put a turkey on a plate, put it in the oven with gravy, you cook it for a minute at 100 degrees, your mom and dad cuts it, and then you eat it. There you go. All right, so anyway. Pumpkins. Earlier today, we decided that pumpkin pie, there's something extraordinarily sexy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that end of the conversation between Roberta and Jennifer, and I didn't ask for clarification. So
what were we talking about, Jen?
Well, okay, so there's certain smells that are really scientifically proven to make men, you know, feel pretty good, feel like they're in the lovin' mood, and pumpkin pie is one of them.
Really?
Wow.
Smell of pumpkin pie, yeah.
But so is lavender and licorice, which I'm not a big fan of black licorice.
Well, come on, let's face it. When aren't guys in the mood for love?
Let me tell you something. Beer and pumpkin pie, I'm ready to roll, man.
Have you had pumpkin beer? That's good.
Yeah, I haven't. I love pumpkin beer. Just had some last week.
Ever have pumpkin eggnog? Put a little bit of that in your coffee? Oh, my goodness. In
but
coffee?
I had pumpkin cheesecake.
Just a couple of dabs of pumpkin behind your ears. That's it. That'll do it.
There you go.
Anything works.
Rub it all over myself.
Right, so how are we having people? Is there any such thing as turkey jerky?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's fun to say,
too,
isn't
it? What
made
you think of that in the aphrodisiac category?
For some reason or another, the term jerky
I'm
just came
so
into it.
Lonely.
So
lonely.
All right, so... How does one, how are we going to get this back to being serious? How do you do turkey jerky, Louie?
Well, I've already wanted this too, Louie. Let me close my eyes. Hold
on. Jennifer has the most evil laugh. Evil. It's an evil laugh. Evil. But it's a sort of a legitimate question, I guess, right?
Turkey, you know, just turkey. Like any other meat you want to do that with. I mean, 200 degrees.
Just cut me off, Rich. I can't deal with this.
All right, Louis, can you handle this or not?
Oh, yeah.
Probably not a good question to ask a guy about turkey jerky. But anyway, should we move
any,
on to something
any meat
else?
That you want to do that to is simple. You know, just
what do you do?
It
what actually is it? What makes beef jerky or pork
it's dried.
Jerky? What is it?
It's dried and cured.
That's all
just
cured
dried
in what?
Meat.
Yeah.
Dehydrated.
It's like dried.
So you have to cure it first.
You put right. it in salt?
No, no, you can cure it in anything you want. Like you can use soy sauce, teriyaki sauce, and a lot of different flavors. But it's usually a liquid curing. It's like when you make bacon.
Oh.
You know, same difference. I just made some bacon a couple of weeks ago. And you take your pork belly and you soak it. And I use brown sugar.
What
brown sugar and water with salt.
Really?
Soak it for 12 hours. Then you take it out, rinse it, and then you put it in a cold smoke. And that's the final curing.
Could you do that with chicken?
No. Well, yeah, you can, but the only problem is when you cold smoke something, it's not cooking it.
Oh.
It's raw. It's just cured of bacteria from the smoke.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't want to do it with chicken, though?
Yeah.
Well, there's no reason to with chicken, put it that way. Yeah. You know, you can make a jerky out of it, just, you know, finely chopped chicken. If I were to make it, I'd pound it out real thin, maybe soak it with teriyaki.
Easy job.
I like the way teriyaki tastes with that. Then you put it in, you could use an oven, but it's going to be there a while, 10, 12 hours at 200 degrees.
I think we need a break, Doug.
I think you're right about that, Richie. Coming up, eating fruits and vegetables, what's new in that department, and how you can use them cleverly with some of your leftovers from Thanksgiving. We have
Jennifer's
Chef Louis DeAngelis here, Jennifer Horn, who has lost it, Roberta Fasnelli, is pretty good when it comes to this
you're
sort of thing.
You're being very mature,
Rich, is, and Clay can't figure out yet what's going on because he still is wishing he could find something for yesterday's Thanksgiving meal besides leftover stiff pepperoni or whatever.
Macaroni.
Macaroni,
pasta.
That too. Ugh. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons, go to the store, and get Sustanex.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 27th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, between 4 a.m. and noon on the day after Thanksgiving, November 26th, get a $70 Sears gift card instantly with the purchase of any four Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, or Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255 always connects us together, and that's an important thing. And the Usans who are connected during this hour, very important for you to listen if you're a cooker, if you like to eat and you don't want to go out. The best place to have a meal is at home. It really is. It's better for you to prepare it at home. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get it at home. Bring the food. The story that I was talking about earlier about fruits and vegetables and how problems like cancer and heart disease are affected. There is really some important research out today that suggests that eating orange vegetables, carrots, for example, pumpkin,
sweet potatoes,
all
that stuff.
My new thing, butternut squash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can lower your risk of disease and death really dramatically. And apparently, it's alpha carotene, which is an antioxidant that promotes health by counteracting the damage that can be done to your DNA. The people who have the highest amounts of this, what is basically the yellow substance, the carotene, in their blood, have a 39% lower risk of dying of any disease than those who only have trace amounts of it in their system.
Wow.
That's pretty. And beta carotene is a supplement that you can take. That is moderately controversial, but eat the stuff, for God's sakes. Eat the pumpkin pie. It's obviously good for you in so many different ways. Carrots are great for you. I love carrots. A little bit of butter on them, or cook them in olive oil, a little salt. Man, they are great. The little ones, the big ones, eat them raw. It's butternut squash. I've never been a big fan, actually, of butternut squash, but
it's really good.
If you cook it right, do a little syrup. You can put maple syrup on it.
Yeah, you know what you do with some cinnamon and brown sugar.
Is that good? Okay.
It's so like pumpkin.
Baby, and some honey.
It's a great substitute for pumpkin, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is good to know after Thanksgiving, because people get used to eating it, and they only have it maybe once or twice a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. But if you know that it's good for you, there are any number of ways. May I suggest that, Jennifer, you and Louie, for next week's Food and Wine newsletter, take
all orange foods.
All orange foods. Thank you, Richie.
Right. Cool.
And put them together in a way that will make it wonderfully palatable. People get excited about eating.
Wash it all down with a pumpkin beer.
Because it's.
I'm going to make Cheetos.
I told you that the number one ice cream on the farm in the farm store this month has been pumpkin ice cream, outselling every other flavor except vanilla 2-1. And vanilla is pretty close to it. Vanilla is always the favorite. But
I told you guys, I take a scoop of regular organic pumpkin and put it in oatmeal every morning.
Organic
Black Friday sale, Doug?
Just organic pumpkin with no flavoring, just the pumpkin smushed up. It's in a can. You can get it in any grocery store or Trader Joe's. Have a quarter of a cup of that and some cooked oatmeal and cinnamon on top.
Great.
What did you say?
Are you having a Black Friday sale at the farm?
A Black Friday sale at the farm. No, we're having...
You should do a discount. That'd be fun.
Well, we have... Actually, there is a local thing about American Express, I think, we're using, getting people a discount.
Don't they? Aren't they doing that, Roberta?
Yeah, $25 if you buy locally.
It's small. No, it's Small Business Day.
Small Business Day.
Small Business Day. Saturday
cow.
Tomorrow.
You get there four, five.
A free cow. Yeah, right, Clay. Perfect. Wow. All right. Thank you, one and all. Chef Louis did a great job as usual. So did everybody else. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Car insurance.
It's the day after Thanksgiving, and you know what that means. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Most hectic week of the year? You betcha. Think about it. Wednesday was getaway day. Yesterday, Thanksgiving Day. And today? Well, for many retailers, today literally began at midnight or even earlier as they pulled up those gates. Stand back. Here they come. It's a stampede. Stampede of shoppers, that is. And with all the so-called doorbuster specials, it seems many of us are in a shopping mood, despite an economy that is still struggling overall. Some notes about today's shopping frenzy, known as Black Friday, accompanied by the sounds of a crowded mall. It is crowded in here. First, retail sales forecast from the National Retail Federation, which is calling for a 2.3% increase in sales for the holiday season this year. We're also told that about 138 million people will go shopping today on Black Friday. Of course, you can expect 137 million to be ahead of you on the same line you're on that leads to the checkout counter. Some people have been online for a while. In Sacramento, California, this woman started camping out in front of a Best Buy store this past Wednesday. We have to ask, why?
Because my husband told me to drive by and see if there was a line yet, and I said, there's already four people in line. He said, stay.
He said, stay, and she did. That always works when my wife says it to me. Speaking of waiting online, some of us bypass that by shopping online, as in using our personal computers. You know, the internet. There we go, just entering some information here. Online retailers expect to ring up nearly $32.5 billion in sales this holiday season. That would be an 11% jump from last year. And finally, Toys R Us recently released its 2010 list of the hottest holiday toys this year. 36 toys on the list, just to name two of them. For the youngest ones, Fisher-Price's Go Baby Go Stride to Ride Dino is tops. For the bigger kids, Kinect for Xbox 360 from Microsoft. Let the fun begin. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big
day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 27th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, between 4 a.m. and noon on the day after Thanksgiving, November 26th, get a $70 Sears gift card instantly with the purchase of any four Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, or Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The stock market reopens today following the Thanksgiving holiday. Although today's trading day will be abbreviated, closing bell will come at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. During Wednesday's session, a triple-digit gain for the Dow, up 151 points, closing at 11,187. S&P and NASDAQ were up as well. President Obama phoned 10 U.S. service members to thank them for their services before sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner at the White House yesterday. The President and First Lady hosted friends, family, and staff members, a traditional turkey and ham dinner. The menu also included cornbread, oyster stuffing, greens, sweet potatoes, and mashed potatoes. They'll be dealing with some leftovers, and we have additional leftovers from Thanksgiving Day. How about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City? This is the music that played as the world-famous Radio City Rockettes performed. Despite chilly conditions, people were lined over 50 yards deep along the parade route in Manhattan to get a glimpse of the action. Some comments from the experts. Which balloons or floats were your favorites at the parade?
I like Charlie Brown, Linus, and Snoopy. Kung Fu Panda.
And how about this dad named Mark, who's been coming to the parade for 15 years now?
Oh, it's so exciting for the kids. They absolutely love it. And, you know, what's great about it is that every year is always one or two new things that you didn't get to see from last year.
A good time had by all yesterday. And on this day after Thanksgiving, we have belated but heartfelt birthday wishes to Noel Neal. You may know her by another name.
I'm Lois Lane. I'm a reporter on the Metropolis Daily Planet.
Yes, Noel Neal, who played Lois Lane on the Superman TV series back in the 50s. She turned 90 yesterday, and we certainly wish her well. But we have to ask, Lois Lane, just how good a reporter was she? I mean, come on, Lois, take a good look at Clark Kent, will you?
Superman and you. Still wonder.
Wonder? Well, it's no wonder you wonder. You're a pretty wonderful girl.
Yes, Clark could sweet talk his way out of anything, couldn't he? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tales. What do old husbands have?
Back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.